Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to wherever you are listening in the world. I'm your host, Mitch Smitten, and welcome to episode 3 of In the Pocket with Mitch Smitten, the home of everything combat sports related. Let's tackle this week's news. This past weekend, the MMA world was provided with two fun fight cards from the Bellator and Eagle FC promotions. Off with Eagle FC on Friday evening, we got to see some breakthrough performances from the likes of Ray Borg, Rashad Evans, and Sergey Karatonov. Ray Borg weathered the early storm of Cody Gibson in their bantamweight clash and dominated the fight on the floor after the first round. This is a massive win for Ray, as this is his second win in a row after his release from the UFC in summer of 2021. Former UFC light heavyweight champ Rashad Evans snapped a 5-fight losing streak at the age of 42 and called it a career after the judges awarded him with the unanimous decision victory. Why this is such an awesome win for Rashad and such a wholesome moment for the combat sports community is the fact that at age 42 and on the decline in his career, Rashad still defied the odds and put his best foot forward to secure the win. Most people at his age, with the unfortunate outcome of his previous fights in the past few years, would move on. Rashad stayed resilient and knew he wanted to end his career with his hand raised, and he did just that. Sergey Karatonov put on a clinic in the main event against the favorite fighter in Tyrone Spong, who is a world-class kickboxer who is making his return to the mixed martial arts world. Though Spong had his moments, the grappling of Sergey was far too much for Spong and spent the majority of the fight on his back being mounted. Eventually in the third round, Spong was not intelligently defending himself on the ground and the ref called off the fight, awarding Sergey with the TKO victory. A big takeaway from this Eagle FC card was the matchmaking here. The promotion is newly owned by former UFC lightweight champion Khabib Nurmagomedov, and it's very clear that there is still a lot to learn in the business of fight promotion for him. This card was action-packed, but I think what complemented this card so well was the clash of styles in each fight. Khabib and his team of promoters clearly knew what they were doing in terms of getting the right fights put together that made sense, and the card delivered everything and then some. An overall successful night for the Eagle FC promotion and a step in the right direction to becoming a mainstream success in the combat sports world. Bellator 273, Bader vs. Moldovsky was an interesting fight to say the least. The return of Ryan Bader to heavyweight had the fans pondering with many questions about how he has recovered from his last fight, which was a TKO loss to Corey Anderson at light heavyweight, and also how he put the weight on without overloading. Sometimes when fluctuating between weight classes, we've seen athletes overload on muscle and find themselves carrying more weight than what they would have prior to their move back up. Bader weighed in at a healthy 232.2 pounds, which was a nice change after seeing him hit the scales at 205. Where he looked slightly diminished and hollow. Moldovsky and Bader went to battle in their heavyweight title fight in a close fight where lots of high-level wrestling was displayed. By the end of the 25 minutes, the judges gave Bader the nod via a 48-47 unanimous decision across all three judges' scorecards. This was an excellent comeback win for Ryan Bader and another very established name he has now defended his title against. Now that we've broke down and recapped this weekend's past events, let's get into the news, rumors, and updates for the following week. Jack Hermansson and Sean Strickland are slated to fight on this weekend's UFC Fight Night main event. Both being in the top 10 of the middleweight division, a win this weekend will put them one step closer into title contention. Strickland is riding a 4-fight win streak, the third longest in the middleweight division at the moment, right behind Derek Brunson and the champ Israel Adesanya. This is an excellent clash of styles and is no doubt going to be a fun one. In less competitive news, UFC heavyweight champion Francis Ngannou has a segment in the new feature film Jackass Forever, set to release this Friday in theaters. Ngannou is known to have the hardest punch in the world, with the power being equal to a Ford Escort hitting you at full speed. I'm not kidding. Well, Francis puts his power to the test when one of the Jackass stuntmen volunteers to punch him. Down south, if you know what I mean. And let's just say the reaction is bittersweet. What makes this awesome, though, is the recognition of a mixed martial arts champion. Having the baddest man on the planet featured in a globally known film series is great publicity and can bring new eyes over to combat sports. We are just a week and a bit away from the highly anticipated middleweight title fight rematch between the current champion Israel Adesanya and former champ Robert Whittaker. Israel snatched the middleweight championship from Rob Whittaker in fall of 2019 at UFC 243, where he would finish the champ via KO in the second round. Since then, Rob has been on a tear in the middleweight division, now holding a 3-fight win streak over the likes of Darren Till, Jared Cannonier, and Kelvin Gastelum. Rob stated how he let his emotions get the best of him in their first encounter and how he underestimated the game of Israel. Both men have a true disliking for each other, which always makes for a fun fight. We cannot wait for this one. Things up for this week's news. My question for the day for you guys is, what do you think is the most effective style of martial art and why? As always, keep those hands up and chin tucked. I'm Mitch Smitten, and thank you for joining me in the pocket.